even wat anders in het kader van kunst. En daar hou ik van. En bij mij aan tafel Jens Bezemer en Simon Philipsen. Zij zijn van Conspiracy Sync. En zij zitten hier. Welkom, heren.
Dankjewel.
Dankjewel.
And in that case, we also turn into English, switch to English, because of Simon. Where are you from? You're not from Holland.
No, I'm originally from the UK, just outside of Oxford. And then I've been living in Amsterdam for quite a while now, actually. So my Dutch should be a little bit better than it is.
He picks up the Dutch quite fast.
Yeah. But to talk about art in Dutch is maybe a little bit...
Most words. It's not just limited to art.
No worries, I help you out because I want to know about this project. And this is not going to help if we do it in Dutch, I think. So let's do it in the English. For you then, and Simon, because you are from the UK, did you know who Mesdag was before of this project?
No, this is it's completely new for me. I think that one of the problems is that his most famous painting is sort of stuck in The Hague. So it doesn't really get the recognition or the publicity that it probably deserves.
Yeah, how was it for you, Jens? Because you're from Holland, so did you know about?
Yeah, I must be honest to say that I didn't know about him. No, I didn't. But I think that's also like Simon says, it's one of the challenges for this project, and that's why also I think Panorama Mesdag was so enthusiastic to join in the project, because it got to travel and it got to go to people who have never heard of it, like me.
Yeah. How did it start? Where did it start? Who came up with this idea?
A couple of years ago, we were working together with Menno on some previous paintings. He sort of brought to life in this series called The Living Paintings, sort of a Vermeer with the girl reading a letter with an open window. Sorry. And we worked together trying to sort of see if there's a way that we can make the project a little bit bigger. And we talked to Samsung a few years ago about some technical questions and possibilities. And then when the curved televisions came out last year, we saw a great opportunity to create a sort of a complete cylinder or a 360 screen.
Yeah, the new screens.
Yeah.
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 Wow.
Yeah.
So that was the opportunity to go live with this.
Yeah, it was perfect. It's amazing that you have the technology now to be able to kind of create something like this. And in such a sort of like incredible quality of like the 4K resolution, it's amazing to sort of see how much detail you can get into the work now. It's really quite something.
Yeah, and I think it then started with visiting the Panorama Mesdag.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, 14 meters high and how?
Yeah, it's 14 meters high and 120 meter circumference.
Wow.
So it's huge. Yeah.
When did you go there? This year?
I think that was the early beginning of this year, maybe even last year already.
There's countless times I think we've been there now, actually. It's almost that you know the painting inside out, and there's always there's so much kind of detail in the thing that every time that you go there, you discover and find something new, actually, in the painting.
Take me to that moment. You go in there with your colleagues. You go in there, and it's all around. So what was your first thinking of when you walked into that?
The really nice thing about panoramas is that it's almost an experience, or like a circus event, where you get completely disorientated by walking along a tunnel underneath the painting, and then you walk up this spiral staircase, and this almost gives you this feeling of displacement. Or being in a completely sort of foreign land, and as you walk up the spiral staircase, you see the sky, and then when you're on the platform, you really feel sort of that you're actually on that place. And the panoramas, they were very fashionable, sort of 150 years ago. It was a good opportunity for people to go and experience a completely different view to their own village or town. As travel wasn't really sort of that, there wasn't that many possibilities back then.
Yeah, that's I think also the interesting element, in the sense that back then the panorama was the mass medium. It was the predecessor of cinema and of photography. And that's why the overlap is so interesting in what we're trying to do today with Samsung as a technical partner, with a drive for innovation and be on that front line again. I think myself would have appreciated it. Yeah,
I hope so. Don't keep us too much longer. What's on that painting? Because I'm from The Hague. I saw it. I've been there. But like, what's on there for people who doesn't know it?
Yeah, it's because it's such a massive painting. It's full of detail, and that's I think also one of the challenges in recreating and reliving the painting and turning it into or bringing it to life.
Yeah, but what's on it? Where I'm looking at?
When you walk up the stairs, and then you first sort of see the beach at Scheveningen. I've been practicing that. So you see the beach, and then you turn around, and then you see the town of Scheveningen as it was in 1881. And you see the hotels popping up, and there's the boats on the beach, and you see horses, sort of the cavalry riding along the beach.
Small whip bob. Yeah. You have a lot of different cool details that we try to also recreate in the thing that we're making now. Yeah.
And the idea of the panorama is to sort of give you that exact view as if you were standing on the sand dunes in 1881. It's this kind of moment in time, really, like a freeze frame.
Amazing. Just hold on this. Yep. We're going to talk in a little bit sooner after the music about really what you did with the painting and what are we going to experience when it's here in Amsterdam next week when sale starts. Maar hier in Kunst en Cultuur op vrijdag, waar je naar luistert hier op Amsterdam FM, hebben we het over toch wel meer dan 150 jaar geleden. Want we hebben het over Moving Mesdag. Precies 100 jaar geleden, in juli, overleed Hendrik Willem Mesdag, een van de Hollandse meesters. En Conspiracy Sync is een van de bureaus uit Amsterdam die samen met kunstenaar Menno Otten een heel mooi project heeft opgezet. En komende week is officieel hier de première in Amsterdam aan de hand van Sil, een van zijn Hollandse meesters. Panorama Mesdag met een prachtig uitzicht van het Scheveningse strand, toen de tijd vanaf de hoogste duintop. Maar dan in 360 graden. En bij mij aan tafel, als je nu net inschakelt, Jens Bezemer en Simon Philipsen, zij zijn van Conspiracy. En vertelden net al onder andere over wat het kunstwerk is en hoe zij het ervaren hebben en waar dit idee van het project vandaan komt. Maar waar we naar gaan kijken, daar gaan we het nu over hebben. En met name ook omdat Simon van de UK is, van Engeland, praten we verder in het Engels. Simon, this is most important for you, because what is your background? What are you doing exactly at Conspiracy?
I'm an art director there. My background is in graphic design.
Yeah.
And advertising. So we create Conspiracy Sync as a creative agency. And we sort of work with clients, but also sort of create our own initiatives and our own projects. And the Moving Mesdag is one of those.
Yeah, and then because I think you are like all excited when you hear like, okay, we're going to do this.
Yeah.
Samsung has the techniques to do this and make it possible. How is it for you to work on something like this, which I think never has done before?
No, I think it is completely unique. It's incredible actually being able to have the right tools and the opportunity to sort of realize it. So you can always dream of these big ideas, and then actually sort of sitting down with Samsung and them saying, yeah, okay, let's see how we do this, and then we worked together on realizing it. It was amazing the decision saying, yeah, we can make this. That was great.
How many people do work at this project? Because Mesdag at that time, they painted it with four of them, his wife and two other painters. They made it with four people for over 4 months.
Yeah.
How many people are working on this project with you?
I think even more actually. It's because we painted the Mesdag five more times actually. So it we have a painting version of where it's in sunrise, midday, sunset, and night. So it took quite a team to actually sort of put that all together. So we had a digital painter who worked solidly for about 6 or 7 weeks, just recreating the painting in these different times of day. And then it went off to a post-production company where we did a lot of color grading to really play with the light. And that's kind of the concept behind our version of the painting, is to sort of give an ode to the Dutch light. And then after that, we've added little gems of small animations, very sort of subtly, to really bring the painting to life. So you see horses running across the beach, or the flags sort of flapping in the wind on the top of the boats, or smoke coming out of the chimney at night when it starts to get cold and snowy. So it's it's a huge team actually. It was amazing to bring them all together and to work out how we could do this because of the resolution. It's at 4K. It's huge files that we were working with, and using the original painting supplied from the Panorama Mestach, and they were giving us all of their advice and input. So it was a huge effort to sort of put this together.
Yeah, for people who don't know, 4K is like the new HD. It's more and more sharper. You can really see details.
Yeah, it's incredible. Yeah, it's completely unforgiving. You have to be pixel perfect now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And for you, Jens, because you also guiding this project.
Exactly.
What was the most difficult moment for during those months?
Well, I think because the remarkable thing is that Mesdach, it took him 4 months to make this painting with the help of his wife and some fellow painters. I don't know how we did it, but it took us longer to recreate it, and his was a little bit bigger. But I think the big challenge was to get this painting because we're using 14 88-inch screens, which is a huge task to get them all in line. And it was quite a challenge to actually get, once we had the content, to get it fully synchronized and working and without any irregularities in the screens.
Yeah, that the horse is running and yeah. not disappearing, but
yeah.
running.
Exactly,
through.
Yeah.
Okay.
You want to see them keep running.
Yeah.
Exactly. So getting them all in line and synchronized and with the same light and with the same detail, that took a little longer than we expected. That was quite a challenge. I would say that was probably the hardest thing about it, and that was near the end, so we got a little sweaty, but it was good. Yeah.
But it's done now, it's finished.
We're there.
Yeah.
How did you manage to preview it for yourself? Because it's quite huge.
Yeah, we had a warehouse in the middle of Holland where we sort of had a secret testing site, building the screens up, and me and Menno, I think, spent many days in this sort of windowless. Windowless like warehouse on some of the hottest days this year.
In the beautiful town of Ridderkerk.
Yeah. Yeah. So we really made sure that everything was sort of working perfectly. Seeing things that we could make better, we just kept pushing and pushing to really sort of get it to really play with the color, actually, to get that kind of that Dutch light and that.
Yeah, you have to explain because I don't think I just asked it that right.
Okay.
Because we are not going to the colors of the different days, but we're going to watch a movie in the end, a panorama, panoramic movie, which goes through the four seasons.
Yeah. So what we've done is we've brought this painting to life. So it's the original Panorama Mestach is frozen in time at noon. So you have this beautiful blue sky. It's in the middle of summer in Scheveningen. And so what our...
You say it one more time, right, you get a beer from me on the end.
Okay, yeah. We could do this,
yeah.
We could do this. Okay,
please.
What we did is that we decided to show 24 hours of this scene. So when you walk into our moving Mestach, it's at night, and you hear the sort of the wind blowing as we have sort of sounds recorded in 360 as well. The sound recording was taken from that dune in Scheveningen. I think
there you go. Cheers, guys.
Yeah.
And then you see the sun rising over the sea, and then the light in the sky changing color from this sort of dark midnight blue to the reds and the oranges that you see in sort of the morning light, and then we work through very very subtly over a period of 6 minutes through the day, and then you get the sunset, and then we build up a little storm. So out at sea you get very dramatic clouds, and you'll see flashes of lightning, and then eventually at night it starts to snow again, and then you get almost four different seasons and all the different times in the day in this 6 minute sort of looping animation of the painting. And we tried to sort of keep as much of the original detail in as possible. So we got this digital painter to sort of paint almost oil strokes in these different times of day. So it's really confusing seeing what with what you're seeing actually. It looks like a painting at any time of the day, but then you'll see something move very subtly. So it's quite magical. It's mesmerizing. I remember sort of being in this sort of testing room for about 4 hours, and I just every time I was just completely captivated by it still. So it's amazing to see actually.
Yeah. So we're privileged here in Amsterdam that this is the premiere next week, and then the Uitmarkt, and also
Outside.
Yeah. That's also there. Are you also going to able to see that?
Yeah.
Finish off, because the other guest is also waiting. What is the thing in this project where you're most proud of?
I think it's actually, it all has to do with the name for me. The name is Moving Mezzag, and it for me it says it all, because it does tick every box that we wanted to achieve, and we all got it in that name. It's moving the painting out of the original location, getting it to the people like Mezzag always wanted. It's moving the people towards, or moving the art towards the people instead of the other way around with the big museum. But it's also moving in the screen. We're using CGI and animation to try this with working with new techniques in this old painting. So it's looking through the eyes of the old master, but then in modern times. And hopefully we get to actually move some people with this work. So for me, it's actually all in the name. Yeah.
Amazing. Thanks. And for you, Simon, because it was a lot of work as well for you.
I think it's getting the team together actually, and sitting down with the almost this blank canvas in a way that we had the painting. We had the opportunity to sort of put this on the screens, but you suddenly it dawns on you, is that how are we going to do this? How is this possible? Because technically, I think it really it's really pushed the boundaries of what is possible, actually. The and to be able to realize it and have it on the screens and it to look the way that it is, that for me is really I'm very proud of that.
Perfect. Thank you so much, guys, for being here.
You're
and
welcome.
Yeah, giving us such an experience the next couple of weeks in Amsterdam.
Yeah. Thank you.
Simon Philipsen and Jens Bezemer van Conspiracy in dus www.movingmesdag.nl en www.panorama-mesdag.nl. Lees je veel meer, vooral dat Moving Mesdag, gaat kijken, want dan krijg je een beetje meer een idee ook van wat het is. Er staat een hele mooie trailer al op. En dus aankomende woensdag start sale en dan is die te zien. Sorry, one more question. Where is it going to be at during sale?
It's at the Groene Oceaan on the NDSM-werf.
En deze en werf. Oh, perfect place. Oh, wow. En de Uitmarkt, na 28 tot en met 30 augustus, is dat ook te zien in Art Zuid. Dan staat hij op het Museumplein van 31 augustus tot en met 4 september. De Moving Mesdag, de Panorama Mesdag. Ga hem vooral kijken.